the Missouri State Journal, a weekly program keeping you in touch with Missouri State University.
Are you sitting down? The Calorie Control Council has estimated that Americans consume nearly 4,500 calories on Thanksgiving Day each year. Approximately 3,000 of those will be on your dinner plate, while drinks, snacks, and desserts will stuff you with the remaining 1,500. I'm Nikki Donaldson. Today, Natalie Allen is my guest. She is a clinical instructor of dietetics in the Biomedical Sciences Department at Missouri State University. She also serves as the team dietitian for all Missouri State athletes. She gives us a few tips for identifying hidden high-calorie items.
It can be hard to estimate how many calories are in things, but look for foods that have creamy sauces, gravies. Of course, anything fried is going to be higher in calories, and then things that have a lot of sugar. So hidden things that might be on the Thanksgiving table would be your mashed potatoes and gravy. The mashed potatoes probably has butter, and the gravy has some fat in it and extra calories. Not that you can't have those things, but have a smaller portion or try to decide between two high-calorie things. A good example of a hidden fat, too, would be in a turkey that's fried. So traditionally, a turkey is roasted in the oven, and that would be generally a healthier way to cook the turkey. Frying a turkey does add a lot of calories and fat that you may not be able to see. That's what makes the turkey so juicy, but the oil is also contributing a lot of fat and calories to your diet.
So what if you're trying to lose weight or be mindful of your health? Allen has a few ideas on keeping your sanity and preventing you from gorging yourself at the treat-filled feast.
I think there's a couple things to think about during the holiday season with your weight goals. First of all, it's probably not a time to set a lot of weight loss goals. Sticking with a maintenance goal is probably going to help your sanity a little bit in this troubled time when there's cookies and treats everywhere. Another thing is, don't wait for the big meal. Don't save up all day long. If you can eat a couple of better choices for, let's say, breakfast and lunch that are healthier, maybe lighter calorie, full of fruits and vegetables, then you have a little bit more room to splurge for your evening meal. Another thing that is an easy tip is after you've eaten your meal, you know, go on a walk as a family or play outside, play wiffle ball with your kids or do something active, because it's traditionally that we eat our Thanksgiving meal or our big meal for the holiday and then we sit on the couch. So if there's a way that, especially if it's a nice day, to kind of get some of those calories burned, that's another thing that you can do that would help. Another thing is think about fruits and vegetables. Those generally have less calories than most other things that we eat. And most Americans need more fruits and vegetables. They're very good for you for a variety of reasons. So, you know, add a fruit salad to your Thanksgiving plate or add some green beans, you know, roast some green beans in the oven or have a salad that has lots of good harvest vegetables. You might even cut up an apple or add some craisins or things to make it a little bit more fallish. Filling up with fruits and vegetables that taste good and that you enjoy is also a good way to manage your weight.
If you are in charge of a dish or preparing the entire meal, there are ways to cut some calories through substitution and omission without losing the flavor. Allen elaborates.
If you're doing a baked good, like a pumpkin muffin or like an apple cake or something like that, substituting applesauce for oil works great, and it's an equal ratio. So if the recipe called for half a cup of oil, you would put in half a cup of applesauce. That works best only in baked things. Another option is when you're looking at your meat choices, white meat generally has less calories than dark meat. It also has less fat. Taking the skin off your meat will also greatly reduce the fat that you're adding. When you're making your salad, make sure there's actually vegetables in your salad, that it's not just a lot of cheese and nuts and high-fat dressings or bacon or things like that. That's okay to have some of those. Another thing that you could look at is like your sweet potato or baked potato. What are you adding to that? Try to decrease the amount of butter. Or some people add flavorings like cinnamon to the baked potato, and that can help you use less butter.
Allen also reminds us to remain in the spirit of gratitude and family and partake in the festivities.
I think on the big meal on Thanksgiving Day, I would say eat what you want, but eat maybe less of it. But certainly, if your mom makes a pumpkin pie that you love or your grandma makes stuffing that's your favorite, you should eat those things on Thanksgiving Day and enjoy it and then get back on track the next day.
That was Natalie Allen. I'm Nikki Donaldson for the Missouri State Journal.
For more information, contact the Office of University Communications at 417-836-6397. The Missouri State Journal is available online at ksmu.org.